today, experience P4 with me, Dr. Letitia Webb, as I share key strategies of praying, pursuing God's word, and processing information from self-development resources. And why do we do that? So that we can move from pain to experiencing peace, enjoying life's pleasures, and producing the positive results that we desire. Hey, hey, to download your free copy of the P4 Journal, From Pain to Experiencing Peace and Enjoying Life's Pleasures, head over to our website at www.drleticiaweb.com. Yes, go get your free copy today. Hey, hey, greetings. It is another beautiful day on October 18th, and we're going to get right into praying, processing information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, and pursuing God's Word. So let's get right into it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you on this day. Oh, Father God, we need you. We can't do anything without you. Oh, Father God, we honor you in your goodness and your power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and process information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, on today, October 18th. And it reads, "Go gently through this day, keeping your eyes on me. I will open up the way before you as you take steps of trust along your path. Sometimes the way before you appears to be blocked. If you focus on an obstacle or search for a way around it, you will probably go off course. Instead, focus on me, the shepherd who is leading you along your life journey. Before you know it, the obstacle, quote unquote, will be behind you and you will hardly know how you pass through it. That is the secret of success in my kingdom. Although you may remain aware of the visible world around you, your primary awareness is of me. When the road before you looks rocky, you can trust me to get you through that rough patch. My presence enables you to face each day with confidence." You know, as we process this information and I seek God, it's only way we can do what we do is if we face our day with the Lord. We don't have any confidence of our own, because the moment we think we got something down, something will happen. Life will happen. Finances will happen. Marriages will happen. Work will happen. Customers will happen. Ministry will happen. Something will happen. And so we all must know that there are secrets to success in God's kingdom. And the secret to success in his kingdom is to know that the only way that we are going to pass over or by or through an obstacle is if we do it with Jesus and Jesus alone. And how do we do that? By keeping our mind stayed on him, by keeping our focus stayed on him. If we want to move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures and producing the positive results that we desire in our lives, then we need to keep our mind focused on God. We need to remain focused on our shepherd who is leading us beyond, you know, through our life's journey. We know Psalm 23, "The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He make us lie down in green to the pastures, and he leads us beside the still quiet waters, and he restores our soul. He leads us down paths of righteousness, not for our sake, but for his name sake." Amen. So I just admonish you to reread Psalm 23 with this daily devotional in mind, because we cannot do it without God. They talk about the secret of success to building wealth, or the secret of success to, you know, building a financial business, or the secret of success to, you know, influencing people, or whatever it is that they is a quote unquote secret. Well, God is revealing that if you want the secret of success in His kingdom, that is to focus on Him, the shepherd, the good shepherd who is leading us every single day of our lives. All right. So let's go ahead and pursue God's word in Isaiah 26, verse 7. And we are reading in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And the word of God states, "The path of the righteous is level. You clear a straight path for the righteous." And that makes me think about, you know, the leveling playing field, right? You know, when you look at business or work or, you know, different arenas in life, they talk about having a leveling playing field. And what does that mean? That leveling playing field, that it gives access to people who would not normally have access, right? Well, us in the kingdom of God, we have access to God in a way that those who God accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, they don't have access to God that way. Their path of righteousness is not level. First of all, are they on a path of righteous? The path of the righteous, only way that you can be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is if you accept the bloodshed of Jesus Christ. That is the only way that you're going to have a path, okay, that is of righteousness and that will be leveled. Amen. So He clears a straight path for us. So if you want that straight path, that straight and narrow way that leads to life, then you get in God. And the only way that you're going to walk that path that's level and that straight path is in that secret of success in the kingdom is focusing on God. Amen. God bless you.